be the best. You just don't want to be the best, man. Don't be an average. You think y'all doing something that nobody's doing? Real talk. Do something nobody's doing, man. Tempo. Quality.
This podcast is brought to you by Payset, a culture catalyst. We are the set of shared attitudes, values, goals, and practices that categorizes prosperity for all people. Our mission is to empower individuals to engage unity. I'm your host, C.Dot Thomas, known as Chris Thomas. I'm just a small town kid with larger than life aspirations. I live by this quote by Dr. Cornel West, and he says, "The condition of truth is to allow suffering to speak." I have always been drawn to listen to those without power and those who have not been in position to shape, create, or produce the conditions of their experience. So I understand how it feels to be an underdog firsthand, always having to go the extra mile, always having to put in additional work just to achieve a goal. My life tells a story over as an overcomer. The abandonment, the devaluation, and not given many opportunities gave me the ammunition to stand up for myself and create my own path. So as an ambitious leader, serial entrepreneur, minister, and educator with over 2 decades of experience in creating and developing sustainable environments for myself and others, I strive to uplift people of all walks of life through practical opportunities and insightful strategies for the purpose of lifestyle enrichment. This podcast serves as an offering to people in search of clear and transparent information for a better tomorrow. You are now locked in to Tempo with Chris Thomas. We discuss everything self-development for the purpose of creating momentum in a person's life. Let me take a moment and tell you about this cool supplement brand called Phoenix. Not the way you think it's spelled. When we give you the abbreviation FNX, FNX is committed to creating innovative supplements of the highest quality that provides focus for a productive morning, energy to thrive all day, performance supplements to reach new goals, unique sleep and recovery formulas to support any sport, and healthy supplements to support an active lifestyle for years to come. Now, to get 15% off of your purchase, enter the code TEMPO, T-E-M-P-O. And don't forget to visit fnxfit.com. Tempo Tip was designed with you in mind. Short, straight to the point insights to help you dictate tempo in your everyday life. Today's Tempo Tip is dealing with fear, right? And dealing with something or some things, or, you know, in the realm of being confined and being restricted to space or to environments. And this is what I believe firmly. You are precisely what you fear the most. I'm going to say it again. You are precisely what you fear the most. Let me explain. My wife and I were driving home the other day, and we were passing a horse ranch community. And as I was looking out the window, I couldn't help but notice that all these horses have the ability to escape their confined spaces. However, they never attempt to. Now, there could be several reasons why a horse won't jump a fence or just leave. However, I couldn't help but think about the countless people that share the same torment as this or these captive horses. So I came up with a list on some things that I believe that contributes to people or contribute to these horses that has find themselves stuck in confined spaces. Number one is lack of confidence. If a horse had a bad fall or if a person had some bad experience before and could not overcome that, it might contribute to them losing the confidence in jumping or to releasing themselves from confined spaces. Number two is fear or uncertainty. If the horse is unsure about how to jump, it will refuse to jump. If a person is unsure about their next step, they will refuse to take the next step. Number three is physical pain. this pain that you experience or this pain that the horse has experienced before will create such a lame reaction to life or a lame reaction to any obstacle that they may face, right? So this is a common reason why horses will refuse to jump a fence. Or this is the common reason why a person will refuse to take the next step in life. Number four, environmental factors. Now, for a horse, they could have jumped the fence before. It could have been raining outside. It could have slipped, right? But for a person, they probably tried to elevate themselves before. They probably tried to do something different before. They probably tried to go to the next level, take the next step, but something that they experience in their environmental factors change their decision. If you are looking for a unique experience within a Bible study, look no further. Join us for Momentum Bible Study and Forum. If you have questions, we have answers. Momentum Bible Study and Forum allows believers to receive concise answers to biblical principles or biblical standards, along with vital principles to engage life in a dynamic way. Be sure to check out payset.org to receive detailed information. Number five, high fences for the horse or high standards for the person. If the fence is too high, the horse might not jump. If the standards are out of reach, that the person may believe that they're out of reach, they can't get to it or they can't achieve that, they will refuse to leave their confined space. Number six, lack of training. If the horse is not properly trained or if the person is not properly trained, they will refuse to jump. They will refuse to leave their confined environments, their confined spaces. Number seven is lack of necessity. Now remember, horses generally don't jump. Just as people generally don't venture out into new territories. Why? But there has to be a good enough reason, right? So let's look at things for a horse or for a person. How about lack of food? Sounds like a good reason for me. Lack of water, lack of shelter, lack of community, lack of family, lack of support systems. Makes a lot of sense to me why a horse would jump. Makes a lot of sense to me why a person would want to leave or go to the next level in life. So I want to give you a call to action, and it is very simple. It's a question. What is keeping you confined to a particular place or a particular space in life or a particular environment? To conclude, my hope is that you examine your lack of confidence. My hope is that you examine your fear or your uncertainties. Examine your physical pain or your emotional pain or your mental pain. Examine your environmental factors. Examine the high fences in your life. Examine the imaginary boundaries. Examine the lack of training, the lack of education. Examine the things that you may not have known before that you are being aware of now. And most importantly, examine this lack of necessity. Examine it from point A to point Z. Walk it down and make a clear and distinctive decision today to jump the fence. I want to thank you for stopping by today and listening to this episode. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Make sure you continually to stream it and also share with everyone that you know. And I want you to remember this: create momentum, then dictate tempo.
Be the best. You got someone to be the best, man. Don't be an average. You think y'all doing something that nobody's doing? Real talk. Do something nobody's doing, man. Tempo, tempo, tempo. Quality.